truth works. Find it, speak it, live it. Episode 15.
Hi, yep, it's me, Dion, helping us all find, speak and live our true purpose. I laugh to myself when I hear myself say, I don't like needy people. As social animals, we all have needs. The reason we are needy is because social needs fuel our drive to connect with others and succeed. When I'm annoyed with someone's apparent neediness, it's likely I don't like that I yearn for this need to be met in myself. Now, last week, I must have checked my phone hundreds of times. I need to work on managing that need. But we do. This is a thing now. We put stuff on social media. Why? Because we want likes and shares? Yes, we are needy. Yes, there are other intrinsic motivators, but they all boil down to being needy. On the positive side, our needs are the drivers of our success. I get this, right? My need for attention helps me to succeed as a writer, performer, and public speaker. My need for recognition drives my desire to do good work. My need for control helps me to take charge of projects and run a successful business. I know my identity is who I believe I am today, and my projections, what I think I need from other people, such as respect, recognition, a sense of value, control, predictability, being liked, or independence. Although there is another side to who I am too, but that's a bit complicated. There's a shadow side to all this neediness too. If there is rejection or violation of my need, this may trigger a range of emotions, including fear, anger, vengefulness, disappointment, frustration, and sadness. Our needs emerge from our ego identity, our projections, which was formed in childhood based on what we discovered would help us survive and thrive. But here's the rub. A lot of us still hold on, well, I can nearly say that word. A lot of us still hold on to the ego, to our ego, or indeed are driven by it. In its simplest form, it is the need for external recognition. Childhood stuff. I've fallen into the trap of being driven by what others think of me. But the question is, to what degree are we driven by this need? I have spent most of my life wanting to fit in, coming to terms with sexuality and all the other stuff and complications leading from that, being white South African and rebelling against the system, and then realizing it was easier to go along with the system, the shame and the guilt with it, wanting to be part of something, being needy. But being needy is being part of being human. Tom Marshall describes our desire of neediness as the spiritual dimension of leadership, that leaders must understand people's longing for a sense of self-worth. People want to see a value from their contribution. They want recognition, our likes on Facebook or social media. And leaders must tap into this desire to drive improved performance. But when the self-worthiness stems purely from an external reference point, the ego, I think we step into trouble. I don't believe it's healthy. It wasn't for me. Leaders must notice that our mind plots against us and plots to get what we want from protecting us from someone or wanting to get our way with something. It's also busy concocting rationalizations to explain our reactions to our unmet needs. The Holy Grail is using this awareness to fashion a style of leadership that engenders trust. But as a leader myself, I am conscious when I'm driven by my values, my inner reference points. I'm less inclined, never fully, to attach myself to those perceptions of others. I'm less needy. We are all emotional beings. When we want something different from what we perceive we will get from a person or group, or fear that what we want won't materialize, we instantly react, whether that's internally or externally. That internal dialogue might say things like, I don't like this, I don't want it, or I want something else. I'm going to get it a different way, or I wasn't really committed to it anyway. Yet this reality doesn't have to control our feelings, thoughts, and behaviors. We can become the master of our needs instead of letting them control us. So what's the solution? I suggest, one, simply notice our reactions. Breathe. See if we can create space between the stimulus you are experiencing and your response. This space is your space to make those value-based decisions, to drive what you say and do. Two, catching the self-judgment and criticizing and letting this go, focusing your attention on breathing and your intent. Notice your attachment to the outcome and whether you can release your desires for the things to be a particular way, whether you can release your desires for things you want them to happen in a particular way. My daily practice of meditation keeps me sane from the internal conversations with myself. My ego. I liken all of this stuff to watching a movie of my life moment to moment, noticing my reactions with curiosity, respect, and compassion. I hear the noises in my head, seeing them as helpful and supportive, my teacher to help me grow. What do you hear?
To find out more, visit truth-works.co.uk.